dear, cause I'm missing you. Still I write to smile. Girl, I think about you every day now. Was a time when I wasn't sure, but you set my mind at ease. There is no doubt you're in my heart. Said, woman, take it slow, and the things will be just fine. You and I've got what it takes to make it. I sit here on the steps, cause I'd rather be alone. Na 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 na.
Good morning, everybody. As you can probably see by my soft tones, my sons are still sleeping. Amy's on the couch chilling now, enjoying the gravy. A little love. Are you enjoying the gravy? I'm streaming, yeah.
Have you put out any gravy yet?
No, the gravy has not been ladled yet, but there's been a little Guns N' Roses gravy. Amy should be my my sidekick. Like, hey. George is my sidekick too. When he isn't eating this bone, I had to just pick it up because it was very loud. I'm doing an extremely early stream today because I have to catch a plane. I've been up since 3:30. I want to get you guys a nice ladle of gravy because I may not be doing a stream tomorrow. Maybe I will. Maybe I'll do one with like Dave Weiss or somebody at the Flat Earth Conference. Let me refresh this. This appears like it's going, but the chat looks like it's a little wacky. What's up, EB? Have a conference call shortly, but I'll be back. Good to see you. Thanks for the update. I was really wondering what was going on with your conference call. Okay, so today is called Genealogy, Johnny Carson, and the Timeline of Truth. That's why I was just playing that Guns N' Roses song. Because it's from an album called Lies, Lies, Lies. I always liked Guns N' Roses, especially when they title an album Lies, Lies, Lies. Early stream. Yesterday's stream, I got a lot of great feedback about Wranglestar. He's the newest member of Unauthorized.tv, which is where you can find my newest special. Oh, and we have new shirts. Check these babies out. Gravy. Designed by the great Ty Richards, and made by my neighbor Ryan at unbearablesmerchandise.com. Gravy shirts. Coffee and gravy, no better way to start your morning. Thank you, Illuminati Destroyer Crump.
I sit here on the stairs cause I'd rather be alone.
Biscuits and gravy is a great way to start your day. Thank you, Anchor Bear. And this is going to be a fun one because there'll be like no trolls here at all. There's like 300 people here right now. It was not an expected time, and so it's only going to be very, very nice. So genealogy, let's talk genealogy. The Milker Nation has been coming at me for weeks now about me being a Jew. Despite the fact that I'm 6'8", blue-eyed Christian, they think I have Jew blood. Good morning, Wranglestar. I got a lot of great feedback from yesterday. People, like, loved that episode. People were like, finally, I'm just men talking. It's awesome. All right, so it's time to talk some biblical roots of whether or not we should pay attention to these absurd genealogies, and then let's take a look at Nick Fuentes' genealogy. And then we'll talk about Bob Dylan, Johnny Carson, etc. Timothy says, or no, this is Titus. I'll get to that in a second. Neither give heed to fables and endless genealogies, which minister questions, rather than godly edifying, which is in faith. So do. Titus says, but avoid foolish controversies, genealogies, arguments, and quarrels about the law, because these things are pointless and worthless. So just know I'm coming from a place where it's commanded to not constantly quabble about who has Jew blood. I look like a conquering Viking, bear in mind. We're going to take a look at Nick Fuentes' dad's face. And by the way, this is not a doxing. Just Google Nick Fuentes' dad. Very common in the open information that anyone can find. At first, I thought he was his dad was Eugene Levy or Mr. Potato Head. So let's take a quick look here. This is Eugene Levy. This is Nick Fuentes' dad. As you can see, Nick Fuentes' dad, oh, and by the way, Fuentes is a Sephardic Jew name. The name Fuentes has been identified by the Holy Office of the Catholic Church of Spain and other sources as a Sephardic name, Jewish. If you are interested in researching this aspect of Fuentes' family line, you can visit Sephardim.com or NickFuentes.com. Okay, so as you can see here, judging by the face of Nick Fuentes' dad, Nick Fuentes is about as Gentile as a birch gold bagel. So just to put that to bed, and I'm not calling Nick Fuentes a Jew, because as commanded, you're not supposed to get obsessed with genealogies and pointless bloodline squabbles. None of this is new. None of this whole gene pride, genetic pride thing is new. It's mostly done by Jews. Just to let you guys know. So as we can see here, Nick Fuentes' father looks like a more feminine version of Eugene Levy. Why does this matter? Because he keeps calling me a Jew. Okay? Nick Fuentes is wearing baby boomer Ray-Bans next to what appears to be Mr. Potato Head with a bigger nose. Hey, why does it matter? You're a because he will not stop calling me a Jew. So there's something in psychology called projection, where he has his dad is a more feminine Eugene Levy character. And so what he does is he finds strong men like me, and he just keeps calling them Jews over and over and over again. And as we can see, Fuentes is a Jewish name from Spain. So now your leader, young, and I don't want to be your leader. I'm not the leader of the young nationalist movement. That isn't, I will never do that. I wouldn't even be dog catcher. Fuentes' dad is from American Pie. Worse, he's more Jewish looking. Just know that it's a 21-year-old fellow living with his mommy and daddy, playing Xbox, eating snacks, having his mommy doing his laundry. His dad looks like a more Jewish Eugene Levy. And his last name's genealogy is, in fact, Jewish and from Spain, not Anglo-Saxon, Spanish Jew. So as you follow this young man into the heat of battle, and say that every idea is from this young fella, just know you're being mocked. And again, am I calling Nick Fuentes a Jew? No, because according to Timothy, Titus, these things are absurd. Titus, avoid foolish controversies, genealogies, arguments, and quarrels about the law, because these things are pointless and worthless. Neither give heed to fables and endless genealogies, which minister questions rather than God. It's about faith. It's about faith in God. Jesus Christ, nations matter, family matters, people are tribal, yada yada, but it's not a put down. And so I just wanted to put this to bed once and for all, because if my dad looked like Mr. Potato Head, I probably wouldn't be throwing arrows. Now, does it discredit Nick Fuentes that his dad is Jewish Mr. Potato Head? No. What discredits Nick Fuentes is that he's a liar. My dad is a gamma male. My dad has some things about him that I'm not very proud of, but I will tell you that, and I won't lie about it. Will I, Nick? Lies matter. And as Guns N' Roses titled their album, Lies, Lies, Lies. So again, I will give you this advice, and then we'll move on. But Nick Fuentes is an absurd joke. His father is a more Jewish, I can't even say it with a straight face. I mean, he's a Jew with Spanish blood, trying to say that he's an American nationalist and that I'm the Jew, a literal giant from days of lore. Amy, what do you think about all of this?
I think it's interesting.
Yeah, Jew is as Jew does. There is no Jew. Like, people, I'll show you why I have such
lactose intolerant.
Huh?
Are you being lactose intolerant?
Amy had my sidekick, Amy, my wife, just had a funny zinger. Am I being lactose intolerant because he's a milker? Good one, Aim.
Thanks. About that since you started.
She's been working on that the whole time. So the point of all this is because I love making fun of Jewish behavior. And if you make it about DNA, you ruin the whole joke. I also like making fun of baby boomers. And now, like, okay, boomer cringe has kind of ruined it. So, you know, that's just what I have to say about that. Because the people that do the most amount of DNA condemnation, you will not be surprised, as you can see by Nick Fuentes here, is the Jews. Here we have a young Jew working for the Daily Wire. Pretty amazing. European Union is going to require political country of origin labeling for only two regions of the world, and both of them are in Israel. Okay? Josh Hammer says, Jew hatred is inherent in the European DNA. Now, we all know that this is insane and absurd, and it's because of Jewish behavior that Europeans are not the biggest fan of the guys who, for hundreds and hundreds of years, poison the old well, metaphorically and literally occasionally. So now that you see how stupid that is, coming from a Jew, apply it to Europeans and Americans doing that to the Jew. Do you now see how stupid that sounds? Do you see yet how dumb that is? Jew hatred is inherent in the European DNA. Well, no, it's more about the behavior. That they have a right to boycott goods from Israel because Israel is basically a slave state that has an open-air concentration camp for Palestinians. So when you then put the onus of responsibility not on the behavior or the faith of the man or the good deeds or horrible crimes, but on their mystical DNA, you know, the thing that the Jews pretty much invented, you sound ridiculous. So again, Nick Fuentes has been calling me a Jew now for a while, openly, privately, ankle biting. This is his dad. This is Eugene Levy. As you can see, Fuentes is a Sephardic name from Spain, according to the Catholic Church, and his dad is Mr. Potato Head, except more Jewish. So we'll put that to bed, and every time you hear him say that, just know that this is the reality of the situation. Isn't it like 6:30 a.m. out there? Did you have nightmares about the Jews? No, I have to catch a plane, and I don't miss my streams, because I care about you people. Palestine is a made-up state. No one cares, Dan. Obviously, you're banned for life, but I just want you to know before, you know, you realize you walked into the wrong saloon, partner, that no one ever cared. TPUSA event was hilarious last night. Yes. Nick is a verbal assault away from being a house whites. Well, I mean, we've been chipping away at Turning Point USA and Shapiro and all these people for so long that I took so much joy and gratitude when I first saw the Groypers doing it. And then when I realized that the whole point was to put it all on Nick and to make it Nick's thing, not the ideas, not the rise of logos of truth. No, now it's about Nick Fuentes, a Jewish fella who lives with his mommy and is real mad at the world. And so I will bash him into dust like I did David Hogg, because it's a very similar reaction I get from people that happened when I got kicked off Twitter for relentlessly and unyieldingly mocking David Hogg. I put jokes about David Hogg in two of my comedy specials. Two. Gun Control to David Hogg, the David Bowie special. And you don't think people said, he's living rent-free in your head. You're obsessed. You're just jealous. You're just envy. I don't. These things don't stop me. Once you have Sherlock Holmes' attention, me, I will not stop until you're dust. And Nichols Fuentes has kicked the wrong bear. Are you having a Flat Earth Conference? Yeah, that's why I'm up so early. I have to catch a flight. I've been up since 3:30, milking goats and whatnot. Well, Nick Fuentes is waiting for his mommy's for. Like, when you breastfeed, is it? It's a relief when the baby, like, relieves your pressure, your boobs, right? My wife's on the couch.
Yeah. Yes.
So do you think Nick Fuentes' mom, like, is just, she never wanted to go through the struggle of having to feel that pressure? You don't have to answer that. You don't have to answer that. The interview with E. Michael Jones was legendary. It left towards the end when Jones just looked puzzled and said, how did this happen? And they both just started laughing. Yeah, so many of the, I had that up at unauthorized.tv for subscribers only, but so many people wrote to me that they just wanted people to get that information, that I just put it on online for you guys. Because the unauthorized, you know, like my newest special is only at unauthorized. Like, I'm sticking with that. But, you know, the beauty of the unauthorized subscribers and supporters are they just want the info to get out there. So I was like, okay. BB Fuentes reminds me of a hyperactive kid that's been on a steady diet of Ritalin his whole life. Yeah, and he's Jewish, and he probably has an incestual relationship with his mother. All my friends and family think I'm crazy, for I say Earth is flat. Just enjoy the gravy. Don't get too wound up about it. You know, like, and when I'm talking to somebody, don't be like, oh, this guy gets it. If he's talking to Owen, it means he's not a globetard. You're ruining it. And I don't know if the Earth is flat. I just know that there's a lot of lies around NASA, and I'm not going to be one of those annoying flat Earth people, because they annoy me. Me. Like, I still can't listen to Eric Dubé. And he's been right about a lot. It's such a disgusting little world some of these people live in, where it's like, admit it, globetard. It's like, dude, we've lived in a world where this lie has been perpetuated in a full spectrum programming nonstop. You don't understand why people might think the Earth is a spinning ball? Like, do you not have any understanding or compassion for these people? Like, I can't stand Savanier. And he was right about dinosaurs. He was right about all kinds of stuff. And I'm like, yeah, just have fun with it. And if someone associates themselves with me, don't assume that they care at all. Like, for example, like, Sherlock Holmes had a great quote. Not that he was a real person, but he said he didn't care if the Earth revolved around the sun or the sun revolved around the Earth, because it didn't affect him. That's one of the beauties of Vox Day. He doesn't care. And I love that about him. We've never once talked about the shape of the Earth, nor will we. He likes to read terms and conditions and take down really evil companies. Like, he does not care. And so if you're one of these people that, like, I care a lot about the stars and the sun and the moon and the shape of the Earth and stuff, because I'm outside all the time, and I look up and I think in my head all the time. But a lot of people don't care. So don't make them care about something they don't care. And, like, if you just get so abrasive with it and you're always just like, admit it's a lie. It's like, ugh. Like, people are going to start not seeing things that are real because they don't want to be a part of your group. 1,000 viewers and some grabbling. There's no grabbling. Shut up, Curtis. You liar. Are you serving mashed potatoes with that gravy? Oh, by the way, new shirts. Gravy. On unbearablesmerchandise.com. Please don't slaughter your family. Hey, Amy, someone just warned me not to slaughter my family.
That's insane.
Oh, I know, but I'm just saying. I just want to let you know that I won't.
Okay, well, thank you.
Yeah, Amy, I thank you for warning me. Obviously, the guy's banned for life, but flat earthers are like vegans. Yeah, imagine if you find out that veganism is actually healthier. I would eat meat out of spite because of how annoying vegans are. Like, let's say there's profound evidence that starts coming out that if you only eat vegetables and fruits, like, you live an extra 5 years. I would take the 5-year death just to not be a vegan or admit that they were right, because they're that insufferable. And I feel that way a lot about some of the flat earth people, even though so much of what they say is absolutely true. I just can't stand how they act and talk to people. Is a grab or a Jew? You sound like a little new to the group. Nice. That's transparency, Owen. We have to affirm our wives and not slaughtering them forever. Thank you, Overbear. I didn't get a notification. He's just starting 4 hours earlier than usual. You have to catch a plane. But I'm really enjoying that there's only 1,500 people here. Wrangler Star Stream is great. Yeah, he's an excellent man. I just like to think of the barbecues you'd miss. Could be my eyeballs, cone vision. And I think that meat is healthy, by the way. I don't I want to go butcher that Greta Thunberg chick. I think Greta wants to butcher Greta. Vegans are killing themselves. Eat meat. Don't stop. Just stop. Most vegetarians I've met are fat. Well, and gay. A lot of them are homos. Oh, and if you better want to understand how... Actually, no. Let's just stay focused here and look at some other stuff. I got more to show you. So again, those of you joining, we all know the online attacks that Nick Fuentes has done with his Milker Nation to call me, a 6'8" blue-eyed Viking-looking legend, a quote-unquote Jew, because I have Jew blood, despite the fact I have faith in Jesus Christ and I'm a Christian. Nick Fuentes has called me a Jew. Okay, this is actor Eugene Levy. I know my mom watches these and she doesn't like when I repeat, but mom, you can just skip ahead. I'm doing it again. This is actor Eugene Levy. He's so Jewish looking that he's the stereotype of what a Jew looks like. Like in Christopher Guest movies, American Pie, he is the Jew. Now, here we see Nick Fuentes' dad. First, you would think, is that a more Jewish Eugene Levy? Oh, how dare you? How dare you? Okay, well, this is Nick Fuentes' last name. Fuentes has a Sephardic name. The name Fuentes has been identified by the Holy Office of the Catholic Church of Spain and other sources as a Jewish name. If you are interested in researching this aspect of your life, Nick Fuentes, you are invited to visit yada yada. Okay, so Nick Fuentes. Okay, and here's the thing. I don't even care that he's a Jew, because according to Titus and Timothy, don't care about genealogies. It's just endless nonsense. None of this is new. None of it's new. People have been obsessed over bloodlines since the beginning. It's annoying. And according to the Bible, you shouldn't do it. But since he started it, I'll finish it. How dare us? Thank you, Owen, for exposing this little twerp. Oh, yeah. He only punches right and is a sarcastic fag. Yeah, and he's ruining Jew mockery. I'm tired of this. No problem. You're now banned for life. I love helping people. You know, one of my favorite things to do in the world is when someone says, move on your topic. I'm so sick of this. They've done it for everything. I mean, guys, dated all the way back to David Hogg, Justin Trudeau. I've been mocking the wicked nonstop the whole time. It's what I do. I don't want to be a leader. I don't want to be a political leader. I don't want to be dog catcher. I don't want to be the leader of Milker Nation. I'm just showing you that your leader is sick. So if you have any problem with me beating my enemies to dust, may I suggest the Daily Wire or Nick Fuentes' live stream? You will be much happier there, as they just sarcastically say nonsense for hours and hours and hours. Nick is astroturfed. Yes, I can tell. Because his supporters, most of them are fake. And that's why I know he's serving a very evil function. It's so similar to David Hogg. They take this youth who's 21, who looks 40, by the way. You know, they make sure he has poopy in his pants. And that's just what they do. I bet Fuentes never even killed a vegan, a vegetarian, and a real man. If you haven't buried a body under your fence, I don't respect you. What do is where you're turn up the heat, be vegan? I'm deliriously tired from work, and this is hilarious. Yeah, it is hilarious. How dare you? This is hilarious. Nick is the truth when it comes to conservatism. Owen is irrelevant at this point. Hey, no problem. If I'm irrelevant, you don't have to make the mistake of walking into this saloon again, partner. I don't want to be relevant. I quit Hollywood. I don't like Amy. Do I like fame?
No.
That's my wife. Great way to start my day. All right. Fame sucks. Fame is a gilded prison. All right. I like blending in. I'm called the gray man. Everyone knows I'm the gray man. Amy, doesn't everyone know I'm the gray man?
I don't know if everyone knows.
No one knows that I'm the gray man. And that proves my point, because the gray man is not known. The gray man blends in. The gray man is not seen. The gray man. I legit am obsessed with becoming the gray man. That isn't a joke.
You're never going to become
Amy doesn't think I'm ever going to become the
Grinch. Whenever you try to be quiet, you're just knocking things over.
Did you guys hear Amy? She said, whenever I'm trying to be quiet, I knock everything over. Like, yeah, I really am like the reluctant famous guy where it's like, I'm always just like, I am the gray man. And people are like, I've seen you in the house, buddy. All right. Owen, what's the beef with Joe Rogan all about? Hey, no problem. You walked into the wrong saloon, partner. You love how I ban people, huh?
She's so funny. I don't understand how people can be so behind on that.
No, if people are behind on that, it means that they walked into the wrong saloon. Can you grab me more coffee and goat milk? My husband's a gray man. Nick is LARPing as a big boy. Yeah, he is. Fuente's Sephardic Jew. Yeah, and his dad looks more Jewish than a bagel. I know, but I'm cranking. I'm cranking right now.
Two full cups.
I'm cranking, love. Yeah, Fuentes. I mean, it's like difficult to gray man at 6'8". Yeah, we'll see about that, won't we? Completely off topic. Have you ever seen a real bear around your property? No, but there's been sightings. There's been mountain lion sightings recently, too.
I think we make too much noise consistently for a lot of big predators to hang out here. I theorize that.
Yeah, we're so noisy.
We have a lot of, like, big predator game in this area.
There's a lot of big predator game in the area, but we'll, like, have big fires, and we have all these goats, and we're always like, I have a four-wheeler and all this, so they just kind of stick. They gray man.
Owen rants on the deck.
I'm always ranting about Jews. That'd be funny if, like, there was a mountain lion that was, like, trying to hang out, but he was just like, oh, I can't believe what this guy keeps talking about on his live streams. I'm just here to eat flesh, and this guy just can't stop blaming Israel for all his problems. Oh, let me show you what Amy made yesterday. Oh, I'll show you some of the really nice things. Oh, and again, just a hammer at home. This is a Jew named Josh Hammer. Jew hatred is inherent in the European DNA. You see how annoying it is, right? That's Jew talk. Who else talks like that? Nick Fuentes. Because he's not addressing Jewish behavior or their lack of faith. What he's talking about is something that no one can control, no one can prove, and is tested by Google. Did you guys know that Google is now creating a Skynet with everybody's medical records and medical history and DNA? So the fact 23andMe is owned by Sergey Brin, the CEO's wife, who happens to be a Jew, and they're now compiling a giant database about everyone's quote-unquote DNA and health records. Why would anyone trust these DNA reports? It's a way to control. It's a way to subvert. It's a way to cull the herd. So, because I was going to take I've been dying to take a DNA test recently because I want to find out if, like, you know, I'm somehow just like the grandson of some fucking great, just great, like, Viking rapist. his dad looks like Pat from SNL. Yeah, he's a more feminine looking Eugene Levy. My DNA said I'm 25% pure country grape. It's like, yes, finally they cure disobedience to the NWO. If you have Pixel, Google also takes your fingerprints and face pattern. Yeah, I mean, they can try it. They can. I think that it's just going to collapse under its own infrastructure. Do you know how much? I'm not going to take a DNA test. No. I mean, I want to so fucking bad, though. Just to shove it in Nick Fuentes' face. DNA tests are so tempting. I know. I want to prove that I'm descended from royal blood. All right. Yeah, I'm part Viking rapist. I'll bet Owen is part Swamp German Dutch. I don't know, and I want to know. I bought 23andMe and just never sent it in. Now, like, I think I'm part Jewish. Like, not that that's a DNA thing, but simply because my grandmother was such a sneak and just kept being real shady about what her father was before he became a Catholic. He could have been a Lutheran, but Eastern European and somewhat in the banking trade. So I'm thinking Jew. But I don't even know. I'm assuming Jew because they were so sneaky. But there was also sneaky Lutherans. I could be 0% Jew very easily. we just assumed you because it's like, what did your dad convert from? And everyone was like, no one to talk about it. So we just assumed Jew because Jews are real sneaky. I don't trust those DNA results, nor should you. They're given to you by confirmed liars. Does it really matter what your DNA is? No. No. Yes. Timothy. Neither give heed to fables and endless genealogies, which minister questions rather than godly edifying, which is in faith, so do. Titus. But avoid foolish controversies, genealogies, arguments, and quarrels about the law, because these things are pointless and worthless. None of this is new. Okay, let's talk about some other stuff. Remember when I warned you guys about Kanye West being a fraud and doing it all for money, right? Okay. Kanye West is headed to Texas. He and his choir will appear at Joel Osteen Sunday service, which will be broadcast live. You tuning in? Joel Osteen, who apologized once for using the word Jesus Christ in a service. Because he doesn't believe in all of that. And he's promoted by Oprah. They're literal Satanists. So you can just mail me an apology with a handwritten letter. Thank you very much. We have Ted Cruz. Looks like Europeans are back to trying to force businesses to label and boycott goods made by Jews. Yeah, which is great. A lot better than violence, old Ted. You know Ted Cruz? You know why Ted Cruz is named Ted Cruz? Because he cruises for cock. Same with Tom Cruise. You know, both of them had normal names. And there was like, his name was probably like Ted Robinson. And then everybody's like, man, that guy's always cruising for cock. It's like, oh, you mean Teddy Cruz? Same with Tom Cruise. These guys are just cock-worshipping homosexuals. Yeah, you have a right to boycott any goods you want, old Ted. No one can force Israeli goods on us. And this is all crumbling. Thankfully. Court says EU states must label Israeli settlement products. Good. We don't want to buy Israeli goods. Nor should we. And you can say, oh, it's back to Europeans forcing... do you know how many people are now starting to think like, man, those guys, they were kind of right about some of that stuff. It's backfiring horribly. Horribly. Josh Hammer, who writes for the Daily Wire, says, Jew hatred is inherent in the European DNA. Said like a true psychopath. Can't wait to see how this all plays out. My recommendation, as always, has always been, do not strike the Jew. Do not hurt the Jew. The way to beat the Jew is by not taking his high interest loans, watching his pornos, watching his movies, or fighting his wars for him that he started because he's a little dickhead. That's how you win. It's about non-engagement. And here's the thing. A lot of Jews like my stream. Why? Because they can tell I don't want to hurt them. It's very similar to when I do male-female relationship. I was talking about this on a live stream yesterday. Like, here's a fight between a man and a woman with their soundtracks. This is an old joke I do where it's like, hey, baby, how was your day? How was my day? Well, the fact you just asked me that means you didn't check my Facebook or my Instagram or my Twitter. I'm not having a good day, and I guess you don't even care. I'm sorry, baby. I don't have Wi-Fi, and I'm kicked off most of those. You're so hot, I want to fuck you so bad. I said I have a bad day, and all you want to do is fuck me. Why don't you ask me about my day? What are you, some kind of animal? No. I don't want to fuck you. I just want to talk to you. I don't want to fuck you. You don't want to fuck me anymore? What's wrong with me? You think I'm ugly? No. I do want to fuck you. Oh, so you lied. You lied. What else have you lied about? What else have you lied about? Just tell me what to say and I'll say it, right? So I'll do jokes like that and women are like doubled over laughing. And people never used to understand that. They're like, why are women laughing? Like, you're making fun of them so bad. And I'm like, because it's true and they know it and they know I don't hate them. It's the same with Jews. They know how they are. They know they're annoying. They know that they're little victim-y little assholes. Like, they know that. And so when I make fun of them, they like it. It relieves stress. Like, look at what I just, like, that joke makes it sound like women are insane. and men are just like circus jumping retards, right? Okay, there's truth to it, and that's why it's freeing. And it's like the same when I mock Jews. They know, like, we all know what it is. We all know what Jews are and how they act, and with Nick, like, the fact that, like, Nick Fuentes hates them because of Daddy Fuentes. He hasn't faced reality. He hasn't faced what his dad is. And it's like, when you hate them, they don't watch you, or, you know, it doesn't work. It's almost like those actual woman haters that are doing jokes about how women are awful and women are not laughing. And it's the same with, because they know they're hated. It's not that someone understands their nature and they're relieving it. It's because they are hated. And I used to do that joke, and I'm like, if your girl doesn't laugh and if she gets offended, just leave. Break up with her. Don't even pay the bill. Just get out. It's the same with Jews. If I do that joke, if I make fun of Jews, you know, like, what's next? Genocide. And if they're like, that isn't funny, it's like, that guy sucks. That guy's a grabber. That's why I really am friend to the Jew and enemy of the grabber. Because, you know, like a Ben Shapiro and all these people, these guys watch my stream all the time. They're obsessed. You know, it's like they're just sadists. And it's like they're masochists. And it's like, if you don't see the humor in it, it means it's really real. That comparison is a perfect one. It is. If you look at my, like, who watches my stream, there's tons of people in Israel watching my stream. They know this. Everybody's aware of it. No one thinks Jews are, like, low maintenance, like, fun people. You know, that they never complain and they're never, like, sneaky and ambitious. Like, nobody thinks that. Who do you think you're tricking? By not, it's like you're relieving their pain. Like, everybody has a sneaking suspicion at this point that the Holocaust numbers have been inflated. Okay, the Jews have been hurt by the fake Holocaust narrative because they're like traumatized by it over and over again. They have to read a book by a guy named A Lie Weasel called Knight. And it's just about how everyone hates them and wants to turn them into their flesh into like lampshades and stuff. And they're like, what's next? Eli Weasel, he admitted it was fake. Cheers, friend to a Jew, enemy the grabber. Yes. Grabber can't be a gray man. No, grabbers can't be gray man. And so this is kind of like what I'm trying to show people, that like no one benefits. David Irving went to jail for saying that. Yeah, Germany's been cucked. That's why another one of the many reasons to not take the ticket. Because Hitler had a lot of Fuentes in him. You know, he had Grabber in him, didn't want to admit it. Got a little too pissed off. You know, punched too many Jews in the face. I mean, the Holocaust was bullshit, but, you know, it is what it is. I mean, there was elements that were true. 9 homosexual rollerbladers got hit by a Subaru. Jews are really resistant to the gravy. No, not all. Some love that I'm like freeing them from their fucking mental prisons. Olin, what's your homeschooling program? We're going to use Classical Conversations. Eli was a fraud. His name was Eli Weasel. Always look for the fraud. Like the Rodney King beating was not real. You can tell by the baton impacts. And the officer who did it was named Officer Kuhn. A lot of places in Germany are now Little Turkey. Like the pull-up bar action at the home. Your obsession with Jews is stifling your walk with cry. No problem. I'll see you, man. You just walked into the wrong saloon. If I wanted self-righteous Christians, I would hang out with Steven Crowder and his little family. Your obsession with Jews. I thoroughly explore ideas. They said the same thing about when I was mocking David Hogg. Same thing. I ground him into dust. And people would just be like, you're obsessed. It's keeping you from your walk with Jesus Christ. You don't speak to me that way. And you now can never come back and talk again. You lost your privileges because this is a privilege, not a right. You don't have a right to come here and talk to me. This is a privilege. I allow you here. So If it turns out you walked into the wrong saloon, partner, I will kick you out, and then I'll have someone kick you in the ass, and then someone pee on you. I wonder if that guy just got banned. Also condemned Apostle Paul and Titus for their Jew obsession. I know. Don't even reason with it. It's so stupid. It's like, your obsession with calling out the wicked is really, like, limiting your ability to, like, conform to my Zionist cuck church that I've given all my money to. Why is my wife always hanging out with this black guy? Ever met Bobcat Gothwaite? Yeah. Yeah, he's been in my house before back in L.A. Way, way long time ago. You walked into the wrong saloon, partner. Now get. You still like the Bannings? What are you checking out? Are you enjoying my stream?
Yes, I think we have little ears upstairs.
Oh, I'm making an anti-free speech argument? Yeah, you're now banned for life. I'm not pro-free speech. What's that? What? I know, I haven't been swearing for that reason. Except for screaming fire in a crowded theater. Why? Because that could hurt people. Okay, would you like to do some Talmudic reasoning on one of the worst arguments I've ever heard? So now you can't say anything that, quote unquote, can hurt people.
Well, I mean, if you scream fire in a crowded theater,
yeah, I would expect people to be able to discern whether or not there's a fire. And if you just scream fire and they trample themselves to death, it's their fault.
Well, I mean, don't say fire in a crowded theater.
Well, BB, I was with you, but then the big man was just... Good morning, Walter. If you don't support freedom of speech, then quit broadcasting. Hey, no problem. You walked in the wrong saloon, partner. I'll do what I want. No one should support freedom of speech. Like, okay, my son's here, but do you support PEDO speech? No? Yes? Yes? Well, then you're in the wrong saloon again. And we'll kick you right in the ASS. Owen, did you watch the Rob Skiba stuff on Giants and Fallen Angels? No, I have not, but I have lived it. Do the words hurt people? Exactly. Hurt people is subjective. It opens the door to some of the most nonsense ever said. Thank you for this privilege, Owen. Anytime, William. Owen and I for freedom 1 year ago. He was a beta. Okay, that isn't true at all. Imagine thinking that I'm a beta. Imagine, like, literally being like, that's like being like, that Genghis Khan is a real beta, said the faceless entity on the computer anonymously. Wrong saloon, partner. All right, let's show you some more stuff, and then I'll call it a day. I got to hit the road. Okay, the goat barn is getting there. So as you can see, we're now adding trim and sliding doors. That was all constructed from one carport. I get it. The foundation doesn't look stable. It is. It's fine. It's not that steep. People are spiraling. They're like, oh, foundation. The foundation's fine. I would bet you any amount of money it does not. Nothing happens to the foundation. It's fine. But, I think that turned out quite well. That's a great home for the goats. For those of you just listening, it's a fantastic home for the goats. And I'm getting more goats. Man, looking good. Thank you. Everybody that I've banned is incapable of making that goat barn. Every single one to the man. The goats aren't going to be rollerblading in there. No. No, they won't. Looks great, man. Thank you. Is it a buried foundation? No, it's exactly what it looks like. That's all the foundation is. But it's for goats. And it's fine. Everyone can relax. It's like, well, this is one big rainstorm. Nope, nope. That foundation works just fine. All right. Are you a half or a quarter Jew, Owen? Well, Chris, in the next saloon you attend, why don't you ask that bartender? Because you just got banned. Get.
You like when I do that, buddy?
Get. You walked in the wrong saloon, partner. Get out of here. Get. Love the Reese. Thank you. BB, it looks all right, but why didn't you use some hyper-specific part using my hyper-specific expertise? Exactly. You know, I try to tell the difference between gamma males and a good delta is a delta will actually try to help. A gamma male will be like, Well, now that it's finished, what you should have done is you should have buried some gravel and then used like a hyper... And then everyone's supposed to be like, oh, you know so much about foundations. What I accomplished here, what my wife accomplished, what my son accomplished, is awesome. That's a goat barn made from a carport. We did that with hammers and screws. It's like, relax. It's like, well, big man. From my point of view, what you should have done, says guy living with mom in basement, who can't stop, W-H-A-C-K-I-N-G. Did you guys know that Nick Fuentes is like best friends with Eugene Levy? Oh, no, wait, it's his dad. Daddy's silly. Amy made some pasta yesterday. Yesterday may have been the best meal I've ever had. Like, so we grew all these pumpkins, and so we've been drying them and all that stuff. And Amy made pumpkin pie from the pumpkins and pumpkin ravioli, all homemade. It was so good. Walter, how good was that meal? It was so good. Yeah. Now, remember when me and you went on the four-wheeler to get ice cream? Man, I'm going to be gone for 2 days. I'm going to miss you guys. All right. Okay. Hey, look, it's Justin Bieber after being under a heat lamp. Oh, no, wait, that's Bob Dylan. The thing about the Grammys is they all want to be little Dutch girls. And when they can't, they just start poisoning everybody's food supply. The goats have their own tiny house. No way. Yep. I live in a 150-year-old cabin, which we have totally remodeled. I love it so much. I love it. You guys can talk. It's fine. There's a cat. I'm about to wind it down. Alpha, beta, gamma, lambda, lambda, lambda. Pasta. Walter up. Oh, yeah. He's always up this morning. This early. Yeah, that's Bob Dylan. All right. I'm going to do a Bob Dylan impression. What song would you guys like me to sing as Bob Dylan? Where am I going? To Dallas, Texas. Fuentes doesn't even talk about you when people bring you up. Perhaps you might want to consider a similar approach. Hey, I hate to break this to you, cowboy, but you just walked in the wrong saloon. Fuentes has done entire live streams about me on DLive, about my genealogy. He's texted, I've seen conversations he's had with people about my genealogy, trying to blast me and get literal LARPing Nazi idiot incels to all attack my family's DNA when his dad is literally Eugene Levy. And I will grind him to dust. And anybody who tries to stop me will be kicked out of my saloon, partner. All right, so what would you guys like me to... Gunner's dream is Bob Dylan. Okay, or Silent Night. Okay.
Silent Night. Holy Night. All is calm, all is bright, round your virgin mother and child. Holy infant, so tender and wild, sleep in heavenly peace, ease, sleep in.
All right, this is You Are My Sunshine. It's Bob Dylan.
Yeah, my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never notice how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. Looks just like Eugene Levy. Might wanna check out that before attacking somebody's DNA.
All right. You want my sunshine, but I need sunscreen? Good one, Coddington Bear. For those of you just joining, unauthorized.tv for my newest special. You're doing great, kid. Better than Dylan sounds. Oh, Dylan's terrible. We are groypers. Well, then you walked into the wrong saloon, pal. Take it easy. How much gravel? Please don't expel me like 190 countries did. That's pretty funny. Yes, the Dylan impression is my favorite. You give me age spoots. Thin mustache or suspect in gang? All right, what else do we got here? I'm going to show you guys a... Oh, this is good. Illustrated Guide to Parenting. Father and then mother is a good one. You guys got to see it. All right, so I'm going to dispel. Watch out for quote-unquote jokes. Evil likes to put a laugh track and sarcastic timing behind revealings of truth. Always watch out for sarcastic people. This is Johnny Carson.
Hi, this is Johnny Carson asking, you have a daughter who's a really good-looking chick. Well, you may be able to change her life and improve your financial status. Because Prince Andrew is looking for a new girlfriend. Just drop a nude photo of your little nymphette in a self-addressed stamp envelope and mail it to Royal Affair, Buckingham Palace, London.
Okay, so watch out for nostalgia. They've always known. They've always been sick. You know? And it's like Prince Andrew is now, it's all come out about him. But it's like, look at what they said back then. And don't even try to justify that. Your little nude picture of your little nymphette, like, it's so gross. And what they do, and this is one reason why I'm writing this book, How to Slay a Wizard, is they try and flood your brain with these little things like this, with the laugh tracks that people don't see it when they see it. Because it's like, truth is right there. It's always right there. It's obvious. And the less you sin in your life and the more you just face really hard realities, the more you'll just see it. New sub, love the content. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Anderson. Any final questions? I'll give myself 5 more minutes and then we'll maybe have a little breakfast. Does that sound good, Bob? Yeah.
And wait.
And what?
Can I have some ice cream from Dad?
No ice cream for breakfast. Wrong saloon, partner. Tell my boss I'm mailing in it today. I've been BB crushing early today. Oh, it's only going to be 5 more minutes. I'm just about to get on an airplane and head to Dallas. So I had to do this early because I don't like to leave your biscuits dry. What kind of a bear would I be? Loving the early streams. Have a great trip. Thank you. Tell boomers to give their kids money. Now, they should have given their kids discipline, guidance, and truth. And their time. Have a safe trip. Thank you. Unauthorized.tv is amazing. Get a subscription. Thank you, Isabel. Isabear. How'd you sleep, Wall? Did you have any good dreams? Have you verified Banjo Bear? There already is. There already is a Banjo Bear. God bless you and your family. Thank you. You as well. BB, do you ever make yogurt out of your goat's milk? Yes, it's delicious. Wrong ice cream parlor, pal. Is that funny? Do you want to sing You Are My Sunshine for the Bears? Want to send Daddy's lap and sing? Or are you still sleepy? We'll do it another time, bud. I was thinking about dropping by the conference. I have nothing to do with the tickets or anything like that. I'm just a guest doing a set and hanging out with some people. Eugene Levy's an actor, works for Growers. Right, would you guys like to see what Nick Fuentes' dad looks like? Are you performing in Dallas? Yeah, I'm doing the Flat Earth Conference. Cubby Bear Fly is Secret Handshake Bear. Welcome, Secret Handshake Bear. Have a good trip, BB. Be safe and God bless. You as well. Anything, final? I'm going to play you guys Gunner's Dream, then I'll get out of here.
Floating down through the clouds, memories come rushing up to meet me now. Put in the space between the heavens and the corner of some foreign field. I had a dream. Goodbye, Max. Goodbye, Mom. After the service, when you're walking slowly to the car, and the silver in her hair shines in the cold November air, you hear the tolling bell and touch the silk in your lapel. And as the teardrops rise to meet the comfort of the bed, you take her frail hand and hold on to the dream. Place to stay, enough to eat. Somewhere old heroes shuffle safely down the street, where you can speak out loud about your doubt and fear. And what's more, no one ever disappears. You never hear their standard issue kicking in your door. You can relax on both sides of the tracks, and maniacs don't know holes in bandsmen by remote control. And everyone has recourse to the law, and no one kills the children anymore. No one kills the children anymore. Night after night, going round and round my brain. The dream is driving me insane. So you think you can tell heaven from hell, blue skies from pain? Can you tell a green field from a cold steel rail, a smile from a veil, a place to stay, enough to eat? Somewhere old heroes shuffle safely down the street. How I wish you were here. We're just two lost souls swimming in a fishbowl, year after year, running over the same old ground. Have we found same old fear? Wish you were here, floating down through the clouds. Memories come rushing up to meet me now, but in the space between the heavens and the corner of some foreign field, I had a dream. Goodbye, Max. Goodbye, Mom. After the service, when you're walking slowly to the car, and the silver in her hair shines in the cold November air, you hear the tolling bell and touch the silk in your lapel. And as the teardrops rise to meet the comfort of the bed, does anybody here remember Vera Lynn? Remember how she said that we will meet again? what has become of you? Does anybody else in here feel the way I think? Night after night, going round and round my brain. Vera, Vera. This dream is driving me insane. In the corner of some foreign field, the gunner sleeps tonight. What's done is done. You cannot just write off this final scene. Take heed of the dream.
All right, Rogan's up, everybody. Unauthorized.tv for my newest special. Unbearablesmerchandise.com for the new gravy shirt. Yeah, and we're really pumped to have Rango Star and Unauthorized. And comment, and I'll see you guys soon. I'm heading to Dallas. Be fruitful and multiply. You know what not to do. There's my family's in the room. But we all know not to do. Anything you want to tell the people before I land this plane? Nothing? You got to have something to tell the people. They're dying for their biscuits. They're dry. The gravy. One last final ladle of gravy left. Anything you want to tell the people?
Literally nothing.
Nothing. All right. Have a great day, everybody. Much love.